Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Monday, March 25th, and here are your top stories. First, why Rob Lynch's move from Papa John's to Shake Shack makes sense. Lynch is leaving Papa John's after leading the company into a new era of prosperity for 5 years. Second, menu tracker, new items from Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Applebee's. See what chains across the country added to menus this month. Third, Applebee's puts its boneless wings to the test with a new 50-cent promotion. Applebee's tapped a third-party research firm to conduct a boneless wings taste test and came out on top, inspiring the restaurant brand to run the 50-cent promotion. Fourth, End Pizza gets back to its roots as founder Michael Astoria passes the reins to new CEO Mike Burns. End Pizza has been brewing up some changes behind closed doors, including the company's first CEO transition. And finally, Shake Shack recruits Papa John's' Rob Lynch as its new CEO. Rob Lynch joined Papa John's in August 2019 and led the company to record global system-wide sales of over $5 billion. He succeeds a retiring Randy Garrudi. Now let's dive deeper into a trending story from our website. Although the restaurant industry has been experimenting with dynamic pricing for years, public discourse around the topic grew last month with the news that Wendy's would be testing dynamic pricing in 2025. Though much of the social media buzz can be attributed to the public conflation of dynamic pricing with surge pricing, there is no doubt that variable menu prices, whether they are affected by the time of day, geographic location, or changing consumer needs, are key to restaurant optimization in 2024 and beyond. New tech capabilities, including AI, will play a crucial role in the rise of dynamic pricing across the industry. For Wendy's, changeable pricing starts with digital menu boards, which are being rolled out across the company's portfolio, and includes AI-enabled menu changes that allow restaurants to raise or lower prices in the moment. This type of instant gratification, suggestive pricing capability is being tested out by companies like restaurant revenue management platform Juicer, which just announced a new tool that helps restaurants adjust pricing and special offers based on data from local competitors. For more on the story, let's turn to Joanna Fantozzi.
Okay, so Joanna, we know the buzzy word of the moment is dynamic pricing, which is kind of blowing up with digital menu boards and all these sort of new technologies. So can you tell me a little bit about how you covered this for the recent edition of Tech Tracker?
Dynamic pricing is nothing new. I think we've spoken about this before, probably on multiple podcasts, but although it's the buzz phrase of the moment, I do think that it really is nothing new. As many people have pointed out, happy hour is technically dynamic pricing. What is new, however, is the fact that A, it has been conflated with surge pricing, which is a totally different topic, and B, now that we have AI and data and machine learning, we can use those tools to help out with dynamic pricing. And so for Tech Tracker, I spoke a lot about how technology really is going to be playing a role in dynamic pricing as more and more restaurants experiment with it. And there are multiple ways that you can play around with dynamic pricing. So I actually ended up interviewing this revenue management platform, Juicer, which they already actually had a dynamic pricing capability in place. And now they are introducing this new tool, which is called Juicer Compete. And it's basically what they're calling it is a hyper-local competitive pricing tool, which it's aimed at people, restaurant operators with franchisees, that the dynamic pricing tools and just the data analysis look at what your menu prices should be doesn't necessarily work on a national scale. You might need to look at it at a local or more regional scale. And so this tool basically allows you to look at what your competitors down the street as, like, let's say you're a Domino's franchisee. I'm completely making this up. If you're a Domino's franchisee and you want to use this tool to figure out what your competitors down the street are charging for a pizza. And not only that, but also what deals and coupons they're offering. And if you are competing in that realm, because dynamic pricing isn't just about trying to figure out what the best prices are to kind of squeeze those dollars out of your operators and franchisees, it's also about trying to figure out what is the best pricing to attract customers? So not necessarily raising prices, but also introducing things like coupons and deals that are associated with, let's say, the example that he gave when we, that the CEO of Juicer gave, is that because it's March, a March Madness deal. And so basically you want to make sure, using AI, using machine learning, that you are offering the most competitive prices and coupons and deals relative to those around you. Because, and I think it is so difficult for larger operators, for mid-scale to larger operators who have franchisees in, obviously, in local, more local regions, because you are not looking at necessarily from the bird's eye corporate view what your pricing should be. You're looking at, you are competing with not just on a national level with your national competitors, but on a local level, you're competing with, like I said, the person down the street. And so this is just one of several tools out there that kind of let you look into another way of looking at dynamic pricing. And what's interesting about this, I think, is that it reminds us that dynamic pricing isn't just about changing prices in the middle of the day versus at the end of the day, and changing prices based on traffic patterns throughout different day parts. It can be about changing prices based on your competitors. It can be about, you know, changing prices based on the weather or various other variables. And so I think that technology really does play a supporting role in this saga of how dynamic pricing and modern looks at menu pricing are going to be evolving for years to come.
You know, we have this technology segment figured out, it sounds like, now in a way that has never been there before. But dynamic pricing has a marketing problem. So how do these restaurant companies and tech companies, how can they work to change this image so that way this is a more used service?
I think that the way that you do that really is by not talking about it so much. I mean, that does sound counterintuitive, right? But I think that so one of the people that I spoke to for this story is Sean Walchef, who is with Cali Barbecue. He's also a Juicer customer. And he specifically said that if your customers notice significantly, like, whoa, this, he used the example of pulled pork because he's a barbecue restaurant, my pulled pork sandwich is three times what it was last week, then you're doing dynamic pricing wrong. If they notice it, and if they notice it in a way that turns off your customers to you, the example that is often used for surge pricing, for example, is with car services like Uber. And so I always think of, if you try and get an Uber on New Year's Eve, for example, around midnight, you're going to be paying triple, quadruple what you usually pay. And so that isn't really necessarily what restaurants are talking about doing. And it can also work the other way. You can slightly raise prices during different times of the day to kind of, mitigate, different flows of traffic, but also at the same time, an example that, Sean Walshef gave is that if he's looking to drive customers to particular segments of his business, he might kind of try and motivate them by, for example, placing a catering order. If you place a catering order from them at an off time, like let's say on a Thursday afternoon versus Super Bowl Sunday, which he said is their number one catering time of the year, then you get a discounted rate. And so I guess it's looking at it in, I guess technology kind of plays a role in allowing operators to change the language of dynamic pricing so that it's really more about understanding what your customers want, i.e. placing that bulk order, placing that catering order, and how you can coordinate your pricing strategy using AI and using data and machine learning to understand exactly how to create a win-win situation for both.
You know, when these digital menu boards came out, probably a decade ago at this point, people didn't really realize the full capabilities of them. But I'd say over the past like 5-ish years, we've seen companies talk about experimenting with dynamic pricing. I know Noodles & Company tried it. And so it kind of opened up this new wide world of we can change prices or we can change menu items. And then dynamic pricing came along. And we haven't really seen anyone yet deploy it properly. I mean, do you think that that's because it's been missing this technology aspect?
I think that dynamic pricing is another variable in the day-to-day challenges and issues for an operator. And so that is another wrench in the works. And trying to figure out, let's say, if you want to change prices from hour to hour or day to day or based on traffic and whatnot, that is yet another variable to take into account when you're already, you know, margins thin, already stretched really thin. And so I do think that machine learning and AI can kind of take the guesswork out of this. So company tech vendors like Juicer, and like I said, there are plenty of other tech vendors that are experimenting with this out there, can, I think, make dynamic pricing a little bit easier for the average operator on a day-to-day basis.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.